joining us. I'll be reading out of the book of 1 Timothy in chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. As Paul writes to Timothy, he's going to encourage Timothy to keep the faith. And so let me just read that passage of scripture, and then we'll jump into this morning. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter, and the opposing arguments, what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith. So they've gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you. So as you kind of go back over chapter 6, there's some things that Paul's writing to Timothy to make sure that he passes on. Verse 17, it says, don't trust your riches, but trust your God. And so as he's communicating, 14, be ready for the appearing of the Lord. And then if you go back to verse 11, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, fight the good fight of the faith. And so there's a lot of things that he reminds Timothy as he writes to Timothy. And so as he ends, you know, 1 Timothy in chapter 6, he says, guard the deposit or what's been entrusted to you. You could read it from the NIV. Would be, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas, what's falsely called knowledge. So Timothy is, a lot of things have been left to Timothy, you know, 14 verse 11. So as Paul finishes, he used the word guard, or maybe another better word would be keep, or another word you could use would be trust, or another word that you could use would be protect. So Timothy, there's some things that I want to you to hold dear to your heart in the world that you're living in. And as you read on, Timothy, avoid worldly and empty chatter, the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. So what are we discerning? What are we reading? There's a lot of things, I'm sure, opinions, preferences. Gnosticism was kicking in now at this time. And so this is what we know. It would come from an individual because they had superior knowledge. Hey, Timothy, I don't want you to follow that. I don't want you to buy into that. I don't want you to get involved in this worldly chatter or opposing arguments, knowledge, because what is that ultimately going to do? It's going to lead you away from faith. It's going to lead you away from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is enough. It's going to lead you away from a life of dependency and guide you towards a life of independence. And independence will then mean that, Timothy, you're not going to pursue righteousness. You're not going to pursue godliness. You're not going to pursue faith. You're not going to be pursuing being ready for the Lord. You are going to be pursuing the things that I have, the riches that I have. They'll be enough. They will take care of my needs. And that is not what Paul wanted to encourage Timothy. And ultimately, Paul knew that that was not going to be the fulfilling factor of Timothy's life. And he wanted to encourage the people that he was teaching and the people that were around him to say, you know what? This is what we're keeping our faith in. This is what we're clinging to. And so as you enter into this Friday, I would encourage you to keep the faith. I would encourage you to be reminded that your bank account is not going to be sufficient to meet your needs, but God is. I want to remind you that the returning of the Lord is coming. I don't know when, but we need to be ready for it. I want to remind you that we need to pursue righteousness and godliness and faith and love and steadfastness. That's something you're going to have to fight for. That is something that is not being reinforced in our society, reinforced in our culture, and even reinforced in our own hearts because we have a heart of sin nature. And so guard against that. And really, you know, it's kind of a little tag at the very end. Grace be with you. Timothy, Jesus is good enough. If you're going to try to find value and significance in other areas, God's riches at Christ's expense, it's enough, Timothy. Keep running to grace. Keep falling back on grace. And so this morning as you, or this afternoon, or if it's evening for you, as you pick up this Let's Talk, keep the faith. May grace be enough for you. May we have hearts that want to pursue the things that God tells us to pursue. And the things that the world is chattering about, the things that people are arguing about, those are not things that we're just going to jump into. We don't want to lean on superior knowledge. Now, we need to have conversations with people, and that I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but we need to guard our hearts from the "I have all the right answers. Just ask me, I can tell you what's best." We need to guard our hearts from that. And so I'll be praying for you today as you think about that, as you carry on, and maybe you're going to pick this up on Saturday. It doesn't really matter when you pick it up. But for our time together, let's talk 1 Timothy chapter 6. Keep the faith. Keep grace. Keep Jesus. Move away from your thoughts and your preferences. Jesus, thank you for our time and the opportunity and technology that we can be able to do what we do through the Let's Talk ministry. We have no idea who's going to pick this up, when, or where, but we know that you do. And may it be an encouragement to individuals to keep the faith. May it be encouragement to individuals that grace is enough. And so use it in ways only you can do, Jesus, for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a great day, and thank you for joining us for Let's Talk.